Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
.826 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric Bilstead, Vince Vitrano live from the Republican National Convention. We are at UWM Panther Arena, the broadcast center, Media Row, as they call it. And joining us live this morning, Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. Point is, we had one more little early morning storm. Eric and I are, you know where our offices are downtown at the Avenue, and it's about three, 4 blocks of a walk over to the venue where we are. And I'm looking at the radar. I go to Eric. I'm like, we either got to go now or we got to go late, but this is not good.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's still a little bit of scattered activity, but last night, thankfully, with the potential severe stuff, there was a while there where it was looking like, man, we're going to be right on the edge of, like, getting slammed with this stuff. But, yeah, it thankfully, for the most part, the severe weather missed us. There was one point last night that downtown Chicago had, like, literally, not downtown, the entire Chicagoland area was under a tornado warning, and there probably is going to be multiple tornado touchdowns in the Chicago area. So this was a very near miss for us, which I think everybody can agree is obviously a good thing.
Hey, I'm looking at the rest of the forecast, though. So we had this humidity, and it was hot yesterday. Everybody we talked to that came in from outside was sweaty. Oh.
All dressed to the nines, too.
Right, yeah,
they're all wearing their big outfits and hats, and it's just sweltering heat.
Dude, it was brutal for yesterday afternoon. We had dew points at one point. I saw our station sensor got up to a dew point around 75, 76. That's like vacationing in like Jamaica humidity. That's like vacationing right in the middle of the tropics humidity. So it was very uncomfortable. The sun was out. High temperatures topped out around 90 degrees, and then when you factored in the humidity, the heat index values were well into the 90s, and in some cases, close to 100. The good news is today there's still a little bit of humidity, but it feels relatively comfortable compared to where we've been. But by tomorrow, we're talking about refreshing, beautiful weather that, you know, we probably sold the RNC committee on for here in Milwaukee that we can have. We're talking 70s, sunshine, low humidity, really quite beautiful for the rest of the week.
Which, to be honest, isn't really your typical mid to late July. You know, if it's more likely to be what we had Monday, right, than 75 for your high. It's funny, Niz, to everybody that Eric and I are running into here seems to have the impression of the weather here in Wisconsin as being vastly different than it is. Like, I thought it was cold. I mean, it's not. We're not the tundra. It's not frozen all the time.
Yeah, they're expecting still a little bit, maybe a few snow piles left over from winter.
Right, 58 or something for the high. Bring your coat.
Yeah. No, it is funny. I'll go do different talks and stuff, and one thing that I'll, you know, obviously I'm not extremely well-traveled, but I've traveled enough where that's true, where the impression, just like you have the impression of, you know, that you'd have the impression of Florida or Arizona, where, like, if you traveled there in January, like, you know, when we would go to, you know, we've had news crews go to Phoenix for a Packers game in January, and it's 55 degrees and sunny, and you're thinking, well, hey, what the heck? There's palm trees. This is Phoenix. What's going on? You know, same sort of instance.
Yeah, I was in New York over Thanksgiving, remember, because Green Day was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, right? And I can't tell you how many people in New York say, wow, must be nice to be, you know, a little warmer down here. I'm like, where do you think you are? Like, look at a map, man. Like, we're about the same latitude.
Yeah.
We absolutely have 40s in Milwaukee.
It's all relative. Everybody fluctuates. You know, but one thing that I will say is, I mean, we clearly have a better climate in summer than if they were, you know, to hold the RNC even in, let's say, St. Louis or something like that. You know what I mean? Or the DNC. And, you know, if we do have more of these dips than we do have in general, you know, where we don't constantly sit in 90s and high humidity as where maybe locations just to our south will be. So there is a good selling point for it. But, yeah, we're definitely, you know, we still get summer here in Wisconsin.
Hey, Niz, last thing for you, and then we can let you go. But point of pride, your hometown kid, as I am. I've just been so excited. Anybody who needs directions, anybody who seems like they need some help going somewhere, Eric's had the same, just trying to find people, show off our city, show them around. Yeah. It's really fun and cool to see all of these folks, regardless of your political stripes, here in Milwaukee this week.
Totally. My first encounter was, you'll love this, if Vinny can picture me in this scenario. So on Sunday, we were supposed to go out on my buddy Jose's boat, McKinley Marina, and cruise the river, but we weren't able to do it. So we were out on the lake for a little bit, and then we decided there was this massive soccer game, Copa Championship, Colombia versus Argentina. And we were like, I'm like, you know what? Let's walk up to Nomad on Brady. And so the boys walked up to Brady Street, 7 o'clock, to go check out, you know, Colombia versus Argentina at Nomad. It was slam-packed. Well, we ended up standing next to a guy who was a reporter from Colombia here for the RNC. And he was just so proud because there were so many Colombia, like, fans. Like, we must have a Colombia population here in Milwaukee that I wasn't aware about. And they were strong at Nomad. And he was just in awe. It was his first time in Milwaukee. And it was really cool for him to, you know, to see that and experience that here.
Well, I'm really glad he ran into you and Jose to be our representatives of the area.
Hey, we took care of my boy from Colombia.
Yeah, I bet you did. I know Jose as well.
Oh, yeah, we showed him the
couldn't have
it
better for that guy.
Yeah, I felt bad for his wife. No, just joking. Never mind.
And we'll leave it there.
Thank you.
Good 24, Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. Thanks, my friend.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
8:32 on Wisconsin's Morning News.